How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And every once in a while, we love having a roundup of what's going on in the news with our good friend Mark Goldman, partner at Goldman McCormick PR and GoldmanMcCormick.com. And Mark is with us today. And so, Mark, we have a couple of stories. One of them, though, is this is like a big deal. 7 million pounds. I can't even fathom what 7 million pounds consist of, but 7 million pounds of hot dogs are being recalled after someone bit into into bone. What is up with that?
I think it's absolutely. You know what? I'm surprised. That's all they found. You know, it's been.
You are a consumer that does not give one iota about what you're consuming. You deserve to get what you get. I'm sorry, you
absolutely
just do. There are inferior and superior products out there that are made with 100% beef, and you have to shop around, you have to do your due diligence, but if you looked at the labels of some of the hot dogs being sold in this country, I won't even eat the fake ones. I get through reading that list and I'm like, what? Why would I want any of those ingredients in my body?
Absolutely.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I just adore her. She's one of my close childhood friends, and she eats like a 16-year-old child out of control. She just eats like an adolescent 16-year-old. She just eats anything and everything that's just horrible for you. And yesterday she wasn't feeling well, and she said, I sent my husband to go get Jell-O, and I'm like, Jell-O? Name one real ingredient that's in Jell-O, because the last time I looked at that label, there wasn't one, nothing
sugar,
real.
Sugar, dye, and water, right?
Yeah, that's exactly not anything real in that packet. And I said, if you're going to, you know, try and build your body, you should have collagen broth in your house. So, you know, I'm not the right person for this story, but I as a lacto-ovo vegetarian, I'm telling you right now, you really need to be aware of your labels. You need to look at what it is that you're eating, because that's just disgraceful and disgusting and shame on this company.
I too am a ovo-lacto vegetarian. I haven't had a hot dog since 1990.
Wow. Yeah, I go back a lot of years.
Imagine.
Yeah, I can't either. And so, this brand, what's the name of the company? It's very big in New York, isn't it?
Sabrad, yeah, or Sabrad, I can't, yeah.
Sabrad, yeah.
Super popular.
So they're now doing a recall, which is okay.
Right. But you know what?
All right.
Just disgusting. Horrible.
Yeah, really is horrible. Okay, what's this with Ann Coulter? Tell me, what did she do now?
All right, so Delta Airlines, very popular airlines, has pushed back at Ann Coulter after the conservative commentator berated the carrier on Twitter over a changed seat assignment. Coulter began tweeting about the episode Saturday, in which she said the airline gave away an extra room seat she reserved before a flight from New York to Florida departed.
Wow. So Delta, do you think that her tweet is going to have an effect on Delta in any way, shape, or form?
Not at all. I don't think they're going to care at all. You know, it's over a $30 seat. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll give her $30 back or something to that effect. But I don't think anything's going to happen here.
I agree. I don't either. So,
I also think, you know, some of her language is a bit strong comparing, you know, their staff that tried to do a wonderful job to a prison guard or East German police. It's a bit much.
Right. It is a bit much. And listen, we can all find fault with the airlines. There's no doubt about it. In this day and age, let's be honest. We can all find fault with what they do and
absolutely.
What they don't do. And but this was extreme. This is absolutely extreme. What other goodies do you have in your news basket today?
Well, are you familiar with Ashley Mel? With this company.
Tell me about this story.
All right, so Ashley Madison, as we all in there, if you're Matt. Having a fit. Which is not good.
No. So what's why
the owner of Ashley Madison adult front.
Wow.
That is huge. Huge, huge, huge.
Huge.
Ruby Corp, formerly known as Avid Life Media, Inc., denied wrongdoing in agreeing to the class action settlement, which required approval by Ashley.
I don't think... You know, listen, if you're in an open marriage and you have that kind of relationship, and I know of some couples that have had that kind of connection
right.
in their middle years, and they were able to survive the marriage, and now they're back to being monogamous. And, you know, I know of one couple that kind of did that, and it didn't really work. But whatever you want to do in your marriage, it's between you and your spouse. And
right.
I find that I find this to be quite appalling in that I don't know. It just doesn't feel right to me. Call me old fashioned, but it just doesn't feel right. What about you? You're married. What do you think?
You know what?
I mean, how would you feel if you thought that you were in a great marriage and then found out that your spouse was involved in this scandal?
you know what? I'm not sure how I would feel. I do give Ashley Madison, you know, some props though, because it did not really, it ruined their image initially, but they're back to doing what they're doing. So it didn't really hurt them so bad.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts. Hey, you know the big story of the week, though? The Jeep might be set free.
What do you think his chances? Someone said that OJ has a 52% chance out of 100 of being released. If it were not OJ Simpson, it would be 82%. But because
that makes a lot of sense. I think he's going to, you know what, I think he's going to be released. He's 70 years old. He did 9 years for a robbery, and, you know, he's still very popular, and I think he's going to be released. I think he's going to be let go if it was up to me in my predictions.
What do you think? Let's just think for a moment. Oh, we don't have time, but I was going to say, do you think there will be a reality television series in the makings with OJ?
You know what, I hope they make another Naked Gun.
Hey, we always love hanging with you because it's so much fun and great information. GoldmanMcCormick.com. As always, Mark Goldman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned right here on Biz Talk Radio. This is BizTalkRadio.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
The bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And I think this was probably one of the most successful campaigns for the Humane Society, the national organization, when that song played with those beautiful faces and those animals. But we're talking today with the Humane Society of Louisiana's executive director, Jeff Dorson. And Jeff, welcome back. It's always wonderful to have you with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me back.
And that was a very successful campaign.
Well, it's needed, because believe it or not, people are still guilty of doing this, leaving their dog in a car while they go shopping or doing an errand.
Yeah. Oh, I just don't understand it, Jeff. I don't. There was just a story here in Boston on the news where a woman was beating up her pit bull, beating up her puppy pit bull. Beating it up, and the MBTA police saw it, and they arrested her and got that animal into a shelter because she's not fit to continue to own a dog when you beat a dog up like that. It's one thing to have to play with a dog and to be rough, but she was beating this dog up profusely, and it was horrible. They say it was just a disgusting act. And she was nailed. She was nailed. I don't know what she was thinking. I don't know what people are thinking, because, you know, I'm just such a sucker for animals. But this is the time of the year where you want people to understand that it's such a great, having pets during the summer months, it's really great. But you also are saving a life when you go to your Humane Society and adopt a pet. It really is such a good thing, and let's talk about what that does for everybody. It's such a win-win situation.
Oh, good point. Well, you know, it's a lifetime commitment. So you're looking at, for most companion animals, 15 to 18 years. So you better please go in knowing that that's what it's going to take, and it takes resources, about $1,500 a year for vet care, food, medication, heartworm prevention. So if you can't fit that into your personal budget, please don't. Because that's why we have trouble down south, where
that's
people breed animals, give them away, tie them up to trees, and think that they've done their job. And they've done the worst thing they can. Animals need to be socialized, part of the family unit. Bring them inside. Enjoy their company. So we do a lot of cruelty investigations with dogs, tied up, left alone, and we have to do a lot of education and some enforcement with the local police.
Oh, I bet. You'll get a great animal. There's no doubt about it. We have a lot of shelter dogs that are from the South in my neighborhood, and they are just, you know, it takes them a while to get adjusted to city and people and and all of that. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, even food, healthy food, because when animals have been deprived, they've also been deprived of their food and their stomachs, and it's a whole educational process of how they need to be fed, and you need to work with a practitioner on that, because it's really important, getting food back in them.
Well, thank you. You made a good point. Now, why is it you're getting animals from the south? I'm embarrassed because the answer is we're not doing our job. Now, notice out east and out west, everybody's spayed or neutered, everybody's healthy, and we're sending heartworm positive dogs every single week and sick cats because our population, human population, isn't stepping up to do our job. So, in a way, I thank you. In a second way, I want to tell the people in the south, we have got to do better, because here you are bailing us out again, as you did during Katrina and every other event.
Right, right.
So I'm not a happy camper that we're still having to send them out sick and deprived and injured and weak, debilitated, because we're not doing what we should be doing.
There's, but the bottom line, though, is that this is, and this is not something people want to talk about. This is not the most, the sexy topic. It's not a sexy topic, far from it. But it's such an important topic. I have to tell you that I have, I'm an animal lover. And my preference is dogs, but I also have grown to love cats. And, my friend was away for the weekend, and I stopped by her house several times to play with her cat. And, this is a very needy Siamese cat. I was thinking, what a privileged life this little cat has. He's a little whiner, and he just is so adorable, and he, Franklin, always just precious. He's just absolutely precious. But my point is that I know the love that I give Leo, my little English cocker who visits me every single day and who I spend a lot of time with, my friend's dog. And actually, she's going to Italy in a couple of days, and I'm going to take Leo into my apartment to stay with me. He won't miss a beat. He won't miss a beat, because he's going to be so loved and so well fed and so taken care of. But I can't stress to anyone out there that there is something about the love of animals. And there are now these animal cafes where I think they're mostly cat cafes, and they're in Asia, they're all over the world, where people can come in and pet an animal, and it changes your blood pressure, it changes your outlook, it changes everything. It really does.
Your biochemistry,
Absolutely. So I'm begging you all, just begging you all, because you will be so grateful to save a life, to go to a shelter, get a cat, get a dog. Pets are good for your health, but an adopted pet is good for your self-esteem. To think that you have taken an animal whose life has been homelessness, whose world has been terrible, and what a difference you're making in this pet's life.
I think you need to switch careers. We could use you as a spokesperson. That is a beautiful, beautiful testimonial on the joys and, love of animals. What they do for you, how they improve and enhance your life on so many levels. So you pretty much in 3 minutes do what we try to have been doing for 30 years. So
well,
that was a great talk.
You've done a great job, and we want to support you in every way. So if you're thinking of getting a pet, go to the shelter first. There are, believe it or not, there are really adorable dogs. I mean, you're going to see purebreds, you're going to see mixed breeds, everything is available to you. Big dog, small, little, you will find whatever
elderly,
you need,
young.
Trust me.
And so we do something, on our Facebook, we analyze different cruelty complaints so that the public sees what their options are when they see something wrong in their neighborhood. And we walk them through the different steps. So it's the Humane Society of Louisiana. If you want to check us out on Facebook, we actually have pictures and walk people through the process of what they see, what they can do, what they can expect, what the laws are. Most people really don't know what their local laws are and how to use them.
That's so perfect. Give us the best website. How can people find you?
Humane Society of Louisiana. www.humanela.org. We're in the Deep South doing everything we can to change and raise the consciousness to get to where you are. That animals.
Thank you so much. We got to go.
You
Frankie
bet.
Boyer, Bliss Talk Radio. Thanks so much,
thanks,
as always.
You.
And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. Now go wash your nose.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Now we are joined right here on Biz Talk Radio by our next guest, Dr. Anna Weber. She's an MBA, PhD, author of Passion, Spirit, Purpose, Three Formulas to Introduce the Doxa. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Method to empower you to live your life?
Doxa method.
Doxa. Welcome to the program. And
thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about you. You're the author of 19 books. You've built two online courses as well as workshops for business entrepreneurs, business leaders, on how to transport fear into success and reach personal happiness. And so welcome. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you. Tell
us about your method and how you came about it.
Well, I believe I've been exercising the Doxa method for many years. I just never, titled it the Doxa method for organizations and companies around the world, startup companies and also companies that wanted to sustain and stay in business. That's not an easy thing to do sometimes. From various industries, anywhere from the hospitality industry to manufacturing to the clothing industry, banking. Even I work for Porsche Race Car Division. So it's been quite an exciting life. So I've introduced the Doxa method. The Doxa method is primarily focusing on building a dialogue with your mind and ask your mind questions. You know how they say, listen to the mind and follow your heart?
Yes.
Well, the Doxa method is blending your emotions with common sense and logic. And then people ask me, well, what are the answers to those questions? The choices we make. Now, the Doxa method is actually empowering the individual or the leader or the organization, whoever the person may be, to filter that choice. It gives them a little bit of time, just like we marinate, that steak before people come over for barbecue. So it's giving you some time to marinate and really feel. I tell people feel time, F-E-E-L instead of F-I-L-L, feel time. So the results and the choices are so much more productive and beneficial and much more efficient, and they feel much better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what the Doxa method is all about.
Well, you say that the key is not to fight it or get angry or get scared and let everything take
over.
Yeah,
that's with fear. Yeah, because, see, we all have various fears in our lives, and some of those fears come from our childhood. We bring it along the journey. And some fears are very, very legitimate. They're very logical. If you see some kind of an animal on the other side of your street or around your house, of course you're going to get, scared and intimidated and so forth. But like Mark Twain said, some of the fears don't even materialize. Some of our emotional and not so logical fears take such a big part of our lives that we get stuck and we can't move forward.
Yeah, we do. We
get
stuck.
Yeah, we get stuck. And we don't want that, right?
Right. So the Doxa method prepares you, as you're saying, it's like having the marinade, giving you some time to live with it and then make the changes. So it's that pause before you jump into the next phase?
Exactly. And also blending our emotions, our feelings with common sense. Now, the Doxa has four steps to it. The D stands for desire, the O for outstanding, the X, Xing out the impossible, and the A, which actually the fourth step is one of the most, I would say, potent and most profound ones, is allowing you to be you. With this society and, living fast and fast-paced and technology, it's like sometimes we don't allow ourselves to be who we are and how we are, and we judge and we're very hard on ourselves. And that is not so beneficial when you really want to move forward, whether it's in your business or your personal arena or family or social, whatever that area might be, it will really kind of, you know, influence it. So these are the four steps. And the ABC formula that's leading to the Doxa method is so easy. It's A for attracting, B for believing, and C for creating. So attract, believe, create leads you to the Doxa method.
That's wonderful. And I know that you've spoken at Harvard last year at the business school, right here at Harvard Business School, I should say. But
yes.
Go back a little bit. What
yes.
was it in your life that gave you the clarity to see these steps and to be able to teach them and empower people? What happened in your own life?
What a wonderful question. I want to thank you, first of all, for the question. I haven't had such an easy life. I had a life, especially my childhood, growing up in Romania in a communist country, along with my mom, no siblings, and my parents divorced when I was very, very young. I would say a lot of the difficult moments, and when they say people problem solving, when a lot of problems and a lot of deep-seated issues came along, and especially at work and in my personal life at the same time. I guess perhaps I'm gifted with some of these skills, but what I also looked at it, I looked at it and said, okay, what can I learn from this? Time management is very, by the way, very crucial for the Doxa method and the Doxa workshop. I learned since I was a very young girl, in college, how to live in the three time zones. Be in the now, take action in the now, but as the clock moves forward, have something to look forward to tomorrow, not lose that hope, that light in you, and that passion. And keep your spirit up, and of course keep at all times a purpose. But also extract, and this is why I think one of the most strongest areas, to extract the wisdom. What did I learn from past, not necessarily mistakes or past challenges or past painful moments, but what did I learn from these past experiences? What are the seeds of wisdom that I can plant today? So just like if you want to plant roses in your garden, or maybe tomatoes, or maybe bell peppers, you have to clean the first of all the soil. So that is, I think, it's so important before we plant anything to clean that soil. And look, what have I learned? Not necessarily what broke me, but what made me. So I think those perhaps being at the age of 10, 11, living in a dorm with two, three girls, and my first job was collecting chicken eggs, and here I come from Romania to the Middle East, very, very cultural background, you know, opera and music and ballet and all, and here I'm working on the fields because my mom couldn't support me, so that was survival, half a day working, half a day going to school. And I spoke this at West Point Military Academy in Harvard. I said, I was so intimidated by the chickens that I didn't meet my quota every day, the eggs that I had to collect. And I was like, so they were like all around me and just, they were really overwhelming. And that's how life is sometimes. So I
yes.
didn't even notice that one day I just go in the morning and I was supposed to collect minimum 150 to 200 eggs. I started kind of humming one of the arias from the opera Rigoletto by Verdi, and I'm like singing along. But it had such an influence, only later on I realized it had an influence on the chickens. They kind of enjoyed it. I had a much better voice than I have today. But I was singing along, and the chickens kind of went back to their places, and they were like and they were not as overwhelming, so therefore I was able to meet my quota, and God only knows, I was promoted to later on to work in the kitchen. So I think moments as such as these are very much engraving. There's a certain, I would say, foundation and blueprint to your life. And these are one of the moments that I recall, and I think it had such an influence on me, a positive influence.
Oh, of course.
Not to mention that I love people. So I speak a few languages. As you can see, I still have an accent. I came to the United States as a student to pursue education, and the dream, you know, living in the States, what a wonderful country. And, you know, even though I was so young, I still have that accent from various languages. But I love people. I love to look at someone and say, oh, I feel like this. I know how you feel and why so, because I can relate to it, because I felt exactly the same way a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. So that's what made me who I am today.
I love that story, and I think it's so it's so profound on so many levels, because, you know, you changed an outcome. You manifested more eggs from your singing and from your attitude. And what a profound lesson that is for all of us. And I thank you for being with us today, and I welcome you back anytime, Dr. Anna Weber. And what's
thank
the best
so
website?
Much. What a pleasure. What an honor to be on your show. Have a fabulous week and a happy Monday.
Thank you so much. Anna Weber, doxa.com is the website. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned right here on Biz Talk Radio. That's biztalkradio.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. We now are joined by Shelley Westerhausen. Her new book is out. It's called Vegetarian Heartland, Recipes for Life's Adventures. And it is absolutely exquisite. What a beautiful job you have done, Shelley, and the photography. And you are the voice and the photographer behind Vegetarian Ventures. So tell us a little bit about the premise of this book, because you've taken favorites from the heartland, but you made them vegetarian, and it's a wonderful, beautifully done book.
Thank you. Yeah, and thanks for having me. So the premise is that it's all vegetarian, but a lot of them are heartier dishes or comfort food because, you know, we have brutal winters here in the Midwest. So I wanted it to be more than just, you know, a salads book, which a lot of people associate with vegetarian cuisine.
Sure, yeah. And so, but you've done all the photography as well, correct?
I have, yeah. I did the recipes and wrote the book and then did the photography.
Gosh, you keep busy, that's for sure. This is like just a beautifully done book. You have picnics, you have different times of the year. You have camping, you have coconut curry, you have fruit and yogurt granola tarts, but you've just put together, you know, the photography, summer, you know, you really have given us some beautiful, beautiful photographs.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, so the book is... it's all about the recipes, but I also wanted to show a lot of lifestyle shots and show a lot of the Midwest in the book, just because, you know, some people consider the Midwest flyover country, and it's my home, and, you know, I think there's a lot of gorgeous things here, so I wanted to kind of incorporate the beauty of the Midwest in it as well as just the food.
Right, and you've done that. When did you first begin loving food and making creations?
So I became a vegetarian when I was 12, and I lived next to a farm, so I lived kind of far out, and there really just wasn't very much vegetarian food at the time in my area. So I kind of had to start cooking for myself in order to eat more than just like peanut butter and jelly and pasta. So I really got into the kitchen at a young age and just loved it and have been creating ever since.
Yeah. And, gosh, you've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Tell me a little bit about why we, when we think of the heartland, we don't really think of vegetarian foods. And you've put together some very healthy, beautiful recipes in this book.
Thank you. Yeah, so for, I feel like the Midwest kind of gets a rap as being like meat and potatoes. Or, you know, we've got the Chicago hot dogs and we've got Kansas barbecue and things like that. So I kind of wanted to showcase a book that used a lot of those elements, plus combined with our winners, and like showed a lot of cozy food. So there's like vegan sloppy joes in the book, and there's dumplings and things like that, and just kind of show a vegetarian twist on them, because that's how I grew up cooking. I took recipes I knew, and then I swapped out the meat for beans, yep, or grains or nuts. So that's just how I've always kind of cooked.
And the, did you intentionally divide the book into the different seasons, and then camping and all of the different, because it's more than just a recipe book. It's really a more than just recipes. There's so much in here.
Yeah. So yeah, the chapters are divided into adventures, and I did that because cooking, a lot of people nowadays, you know, are so busy that it's really hard to get them wanting to get in the kitchen. It kind of feels like a chore to some people. So I wanted it to feel like an adventure when you step into the kitchen. And I wanted it to be more than just about feeding yourself. I want it to be an experience. So all the food is based around an adventure you could have with the food. So there's a farmer's market chapter, a picnic chapter, camping, hiking, berry picking. And I just kind of wanted to make it a little fun, you know, fun and not just a routine you do every day.
Mm-hmm. And you have a recipe in here that I am going to try, because I am absolutely in love with purple potatoes. They're one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a purple potato poached in dill cream sauce. And I'm telling you, this looks so good. I can't wait to make this recipe.
Yeah, that one's really good. It's something that I make in the winter a lot when I'm just craving just something really hearty, because the dill sauce is really heavy. And, you know, just potatoes in general are just so good all around the year. But I prefer, that's just one of my favorite winter dishes that I make when I just need like a cozy dinner.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just potatoes, cream, garlic, a little sea salt, a little black pepper, a little dill, and you're good to go.
Yep. Yeah, and you bake the potatoes in that sauce so they almost get a little bit poached, and the tops get a little bit crispy because they're out of the sauce. It's really good.
Yeah, it looks it. It really looks it. And like, you know, in 40 minutes, you have a beautiful meal.
Yep.
And it's good for you. Purple potatoes are filled with so many vitamins. Oh, my gosh, they're so good for you. So
yeah,
good for you. But every page, you have really beautiful recipes, and vegan wild rice and potato chowder, it looks beautiful, Chicago style deep dish loaded veggie pizza, black bean, sweet potato, enchiladas, peppermint, cocoa, truffles, and homemade vegetable stock, and you just fill it with such basic tomato sauce and cashew cream four ways, and I mean, you've really done a great job. For anyone that is anyone out there that's interested in experimenting, you know, listen, we know, you and I both know the benefits of eating plant-based foods, but this book is for everybody. It can be for the meat-eating person, and for those that want to take a look at maybe looking at more vegetable-based foods. So it's called The Vegetarian Heartland. And the best website would be, Shelley?
VegetarianVentures.com. And that's my blog I post to every week. And then there's more info about the book over there as well.
Awesome. Congratulations. Beautifully done. Absolutely gorgeous. Just
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thanks,
thanks
so
for being
me.
With us today. And we will be back next time. Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.